Happy Monday, dude.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a fucking Monday.
That's for sure.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Sorry, I had to turn the fan down. Real good. Mike and Kim surprised me by showing up from Colorado on Friday, so that was cool. Got to spend the weekend with them and Melissa.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was a good time. Played some Mario Kart, drank some beers. How about you?
Sounds like a far better time than I had. So, I guess most people won't know this, but I purchased a car that I used to own back in Colorado, and was paying to have some work done to it to get it back into the phenomenal shape that it was when I sold it, 5 or 6 years ago. And then a giant fucking storm comes sliding through Colorado and pelted it with hail the size of tennis balls and literally destroyed it. It is unsalvageable. Broke out all the windows, destroyed every single section of the bodywork.
Yeah, pictures looked fucking brutal.
Yeah, blew out the taillights. It looks like it got blown up. Like it's
a Street Fighter car.
Yeah, it's an insane amount of damage to it. But you know, that's it. I had a gamble, and I thought I could make some money, and that turned out to mean that I was going to lose several thousand dollars.
Why?
Overnight.
Why was it sitting outside?
Because I guess they didn't have room for it, so they just had it outside.
Hmm.
Pretty solid, right? Yeah, it's active nature, not covered by their insurance, and I didn't have full coverage on it because it wasn't even drivable yet. So that was that instance, and then I was like, you know what? I'll move on. I had some money set aside to work on that car, which obviously is not going to get done. And I was like, my brakes feel kind of funny on my truck, so let me hit the old garage, replace my rotors and brake pads, because I had a shimmy in my truck. And come to find out, the front left caliper was frozen. It's got a
really?
Four-piston. Yeah, it's got a four-piston caliper, and one of them wasn't engaging, so it was kind of tweaking the pads as it would hit, and it would cause the steering wheel to shake. So, anyways, I'm waiting on that. Not a big deal. Balling out of control, you know what I mean? So I hop on the motorcycle.
Sure.
I'm like, that's okay. I'll just ride the bike this week. And I leave work on the way home today and just run right over a nail.
Jesus Christ.
Pull my tire
dude.
Out. So I go from three vehicles to Uber ride real quick. So I got to up my karma. I gotta do nice things for people. So I carried some old lady's groceries today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I got to do something, man. Something's got to change. That wasn't a good look.
That terrible zone of fucking loss and death that is in northern Midwest that is just a fucking vacuum that's trying to hold you there.
Yeah, I was doing too well. I was doing... there's too many good things happening, so it's like, here we go. We got away. Don't worry, buddy. There's no sunshine at the end of this tunnel. So that's that. So less than thrilled right now. But, you know, maybe I'll start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I mean, people that want kids do it.
Yeah.
So I think you wanting a car to get fixed is more, like, that makes more sense to go through a GoFundMe page to me than trying to raise money to adopt a child. I feel like that should be your responsibility. As a parent, you should be able to afford your own fucking kid. But, I mean, people do it that can't afford their kids. So
once they get the kid, the government will take care of it. So it doesn't... that'll be fine. Like, they just got to get the kid. Like, they won't pay for that. But once you do, then it's easy street.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Do they still do the thing where if you adopt a kid, the government gives you a... don't you get, like, a stipend?
Oh, I have no idea.
You get a raise at some companies, but
really? Jesus.
Well, I could name names. But I got to make more money. I just had my fifth kid.
Oh. That's one that is one argument that is completely lost on me, and maybe it's because I don't have kids, but when it came time like on when I was in the Navy and like we were trying to leave work for the day, they would cut loose the guys that had kids before everybody else. I fully believe that if you had a kid while you're in the Navy, then for one, you're an asshole. For two, that was your decision. You decided to have that kid. So now you're deciding to leave your kid at home alone because, again, you are the asshole that had the kid while you're in the fucking military. But whatever. Yeah, do what you want, man. If that's what you have to just sacrifice an entire part of your life in order to get like off of work 10 minutes earlier, then sure, man. Sure.
I mean, it's the military. I'd probably do it. Just adopt a bunch of kids. I gotta go home.
We had girls that would intentionally get pregnant before deployment, so they wouldn't have to fucking deploy.
We had this girl. She was in the attached unit when I was in Iraq, and we got there, and she was like, "Oh no, like this sucks. This isn't like fun war. I was told that I was support, and they attached her to an artillery unit." And so she shows up with us, and it's this stupid little cop that you had to, the whole circle you had to run like 18 times to make a mile. Like, there's, it's oh so God. Tiny. and she was just like, nope, and just started at the bottom and fucked her way to here. Like, every branch on the way down until one stuck, and then she's like, I'm out. I had money bet that she was just gonna have an abortion when she got home, but, but I don't think she did. That would have been baller status right there.
You know, I understand that. Like, you went to real war. We floated around on ships in the middle of the ocean. Like, like, there were some days where I would wake up, I would eat, I would go stand my watch, and then I would just go play video games for 4 hours, and then I would go stand watch, and then I would go eat and go to sleep. That was my day. No one was shooting at us. We were in air conditioning all fucking day. It was just boring as shit because you're tired of being around the same cocksuckers for...
Well, that kind of follows the same deal as the Midwest, though, right? If you get really bored you got to stay inside, you're just going to make more people.
Yeah.
You're just going to make more.
Fucking fair point. Brought that full circle.
Actually, I think I'm going to link it right in here. In the aspect of making more people, I got thoroughly confused on what we were supposed to research after the last episode, and I dove full on into cloning.
Well, we both talked about something different. And I was just not responsible, so.
But last week, if you remember, we talked about the sheep, mm-hmm. right, that had been cloned. And
the creepy children of the corn sheep.
Yeah, the children of the corn sheep lived full lives and there wasn't an issue. Well, I found out what those issues are that happens to... cellular degeneration on subsequent generations of clones. So to start off, I had to figure out how the hell did they clone? And it turns out they clone the exact same way today that they did back in the 90s when they started doing this.
Oh, okay.
We've gotten a lot better at it, but it's still the exact same process. You take... It's called somatic cell nuclear transfer. And what you're doing is taking an egg from a similar animal. Doesn't have to be like the popular thing. Like, South Korea is making, they can bring your pet back to life. So if your dog dies, you can ship them skin cells and $100,000 and they'll make your dog again.
Whoa.
Yeah. Apparently it's kind of popular. So it's a lot. I think the price is now down to about $85,000.
Oh, a little price cut. Okay. That's, yeah.
If you've got that kind of money, though, like, that's just another sports car.
It seems really stupid to me. Like, it's strictly for yourself, obviously, because
It's not going to be the same animal.
But yeah, it's not going to be the same animal. So
they just look, and they say the mannerisms and things are the exact same. But however you raise, I mean, if you beat that dog, it's not going to be the same happy-go-lucky dog that you had, right?
Yeah.
So one of the guys that the story, anyways, I fucking got too far ahead here. Like I so often do. So somatic cell nuclear transfer is where, in the instance of the dogs, we'll just go through that process. They bring in a female dog. Doesn't matter what the breed is. They pull out an egg, and then they go inside that egg and they remove the nucleus. Right? They pull that out, which is all the DNA that would be transferred. So now it's just an empty shell of a cell. So it's just the blank slate, right? And it actually glows because it has
bioluminescence or some shit.
Like an electrical charge. So they look at it when the magnifying glass that they when it brings it up on the screen. This guy just sits there like he's playing video games and uses this little robotic needle that's super, super tiny, obviously, and goes in and punctures the egg, and the nucleus glows. So all genetic material that's actually going to write code for that next dog glows, and they just pull it all out until it doesn't glow anymore. Then they take skin cells, get them to culture from your dead dog or whatever you're going to clone, or it could be alive, I guess. It doesn't really matter. Alive is easier. Then they pull the glowing nucleus out of that a little bit more carefully, it looked like, because the other one, they just kind of sucked it out of there and dispersed it. They take that, they go back in, and they insert that into the egg. And then they let those culture for, I forgot what they said the days were. I think it's 30 days it took, because I think it was 30 days for that, and then 30 days for the, like, a dog is born in 30 days. I thought it was a lot longer than that. Pretty quick. So they put the eggs into a different donor, one that they didn't pull all the crap out of, I guess, just for, like, not to cut that animal open again.
Yeah.
And then when that dog gives birth, it gives birth to a completely different breed of puppy. So you could have a Labrador giving birth to Rottweilers that are genetically pure.
58 to 68 days. Yeah, the dog's gestation period.
In whatever they're doing, I think it's because part of it's done in the petri dish.
Oh, okay.
They said 30 days. It goes, they inject. If it takes hold 30 days later.
Wow, almost in half. What a trip.
Yeah, and I think it's because they're counting after it's taken hold. Like after the gestation, all that's done. Now you're growing a test tube puppy.
Okay.
And then you implant. So Sooam, yeah, Sooam Biotech is in South Korea, and they do this for $85,000 a pop. You can go clone your dog. The crazy thing about all of this to me was the fact that they have circumvented the need for sperm, and they do that with something called an electrocell manipulator.
Yeah.
And it actually uses electrical current to stimulate the growth, so there's never never sperm. Like it's just the DNA, the genetic material being implanted into an unfertile egg, and then they stimulate it through this electrocell manipulator to begin life. It's only got about a 40 to 45% success rate, but with dogs, they have giant litters of puppies, so they just stick a bunch of them in there, and then I don't know what they do with the other cloned dogs. They don't say that. I'm sure they just throw them in a blender. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if you're paying $85,000 for this dog, I don't think they just give the other ones to a pound. Like,
what if they do?
Then you might just run across somebody's going to get your $85,000 dog for free.
Mm-hmm.
But it is South Korea, and I lived in South Korea for 2 years, and they like eating dog. So, ooh. But that's a weird deal, right? They don't. It's a big no-no in other parts of the world. Like, I mean, they're grabbing dogs, they're cutting them open, and just, you know, stuffing, making them give birth, and a lot of people are saying that it's unethical. But these guys are probably getting them from a dog farm. And if you've ever been stationed at Camp Ovi, Korea, there is a freaking dog farm right on the other side of the gate.
Really?
It's gross. Oh, yeah. And, man, you always know when it's old butchering time, because shit gets real loud, and then the next day, fucking quiet. And then it takes, you know, they'll go through another cycle. It's bad, but again, it's bad because we look at, we have a hierarchy
dogs
of animals.
Pets, yeah.
Yeah. Like, our little dogs are our little buddies, whereas you can go to Italy and get horse meat, and we think horses are also, they're for riding.
Terrifying monsters.
Yeah, for getting on and galloping around.
Terrifying monsters gay-like. That could kick a hole through your face.
But over there, they got wild ones. They have Italian wild ponies that Louis C.K. talks about biting his kid because he thought they were just ponies, and turns out they're mean as shit. So, I mean, it's each culture's thing. What I think is weird about South Korea in that is that the dogs that they used were the obvious for the getting the cells or for getting the egg and doing the in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
Those dogs look like the ones that they have at the food place. Like, they're kind of non-generic mutt. Most of them are blondish haired color, the ones that I always saw and the ones they used in this. But those aren't pets for them. It's all like little pugs and French bulldogs, like the Yorkies. It's the little bitty
little,
toy dogs.
Little designer dogs.
Yep. They like those. Those are, you can keep those as pets. So they're a little weird.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
But anyways, I watched a thing where a UK couple, these guys are a little off anyways. They have way too much money, and this process killed the soul of the guy. You can see it. They're doing a thing, and she is happy. She's like, well, our dog Buster died, and we took him to the vet, you know, after he died, and we wanted to take him home to spend some days with him, with their dead dog. So the vet let them, and they, like, laid it in its bed, and the guy said, you only can do this for a couple of days, and you got to put the thing on ice.
Yeah.
And stuff it right. It's going to stink. And they did for, like, a couple of days, left it, like, out, and they called this company, and when they found out about it, and they said, hey, our dog's been dead for a couple of days, they were like, oh, it's okay. We can do that as long as you have it wrapped in a wet blanket, and it's in a cool place so it doesn't decompose. And they're like, nah, it's just laying around.
Yeah. It's just on its bed, you know, yeah, sleeping forever.
And then the people that clone animals went, you guys are fucking weird. Well, anyway, so they went through the process. They wrapped it then in a blanket. They put it in there. They went and got, and they had to do it themselves because, I mean, the thing's been dead for a grip now. So it's nobody wants to mess with it. It fucking worked. So it was like a case study because they were able to clone this boxer even though it had been, you know, a while. And they got their dog back, but the guy, man, in the interview, that's the only thing I can think of is she is like bubbly and happy, and she's like, "And we got our dog back." And you look at him, and he's just dead eye staring
at
the ground.
He was probably super stoked that the dog finally died because living with a boxer is the worst fucking experience on earth. The dude's like, fuck, man, couple more days. And then it's dead, and then it's gone forever. And then she's like, hey, give me $100,000 so I can have that again.
The dog had like some terminal illness. And I'm thinking the guy was probably just like super attached and then had to watch his best friend die like this. And then had his crazy wife make him, because they had to do it in their kitchen. So they like sterilized and laid down, and I'm sure she made him just like cut up his dead best friend.
What the fuck is wrong with people? That's one thing about technology, dude. It brings out the fucking creeps.
I understand, like, I don't understand it. I understand the people that, like, if your dog's getting old, okay, I got a dog that is defying the laws of nature right now. She's fucking 19 years old or something in February. She's 18-year-old miniature pincher. My mom could have her cloned while she's still alive, but just going to the vet and they go, look, scoop, there you go. Here's a live tissue sample. So you only need like a little peek, little pinprick.
Yeah.
And it takes out the cell. It's alive. They can just keep it alive and keep using it. Mm-hmm. If it's dead, you gotta give them as much as possible because they got to try to find a piece.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if my mom had, for some reason, $100,000 set aside for Precious, she could go, all right, you're 18. Mathematically, you got to be running out of time. And could get a biopsy done, take a little piece of skin cell, and they freeze it there at the laboratory, like, and keep it. And then when Precious passed away, she could finish out her payment plan with the Suwon Biotech guys, and they'd mail her a new dog. She could start that 20-year process over again.
Wow. Why don't you just go get another dog? Like, I don't understand why. I don't know.
The strange thing is, I could only find one instance where someone did a cat.
This is when cats die, people are like, fucking finally. I think it's a real piece of shit.
I feel like the cat would know that it was cloned. Like, if you brought it back, it would like look at itself and then just attack your face.
Yeah, begin like just this campaign of fucking murder and death. Yeah. The terrifying thing is how eager people are to do this with a dog. And like what's going to happen when this becomes an option for human beings, and there's a, what'd you say, a 50% success rate or something like that?
Right.
And they're just growing babies somewhere in Southeast Asia, and I don't know.
Just pumping big cow women full. Like,
well, they're like developing quadruplets, artificial wombs and shit like that. So, baby won't even develop inside of its mother. It'll just be like, they literally just fucking make them in a test tube and then what? Like, oh, the other one died. So I guess we'll just get another one.
And well, now they're doing that sequencing so they can fix what's wrong with like, if you have a hereditary disease, they can go in and snip it out. I think they were talking about they could prevent like sickle cell now, and they could change like the color of hair. You can, like, you're going to be able to design your baby soon.
Yeah, yeah, not, that is not far off at all.
we're close enough that the next Kanye kid is probably gonna be engineered.
I could see that.
Just born with like a Gucci symbol on its face.
Yeah,
like,
he's just a brand.
Yeah. No, they already got one called Northwest, right?
The first one was don't they have two now? Nope. Oh, I don't. Nope, we're not doing this. Abort. Nope. Sorry.
That's what they should have done.
That shit creeps up on you, man. Before you know it, you're talking about the goddamn Kardashians. Fuck no.
So doing all the clothing research, you probably already know what I'm about to tell you. I stumbled into the weird part of the internet, which I love doing. And I got to watch the clone of Johnny Depp malfunction and fall over. So they cloned Johnny Depp, apparently. They've cloned like Gucci Mane and Johnny Depp and Eminem. I bet every rapper, or for people that would never matter that you clone them, the Illuminati has cloned.
What?
And there is a video, supposedly, of Johnny Depp's clone malfunctioning and just like conking out for a bit. And he's fucking drunk. That's what he is. And he's coming out of this bar. And people are like, Johnny, man, Johnny, what's up? Can you sign this? Hey, Johnny. And he's got a handler. And the guy's trying to move people. And the guy turns around and kind of stumbles on to Johnny Depp. And Johnny Depp just folds like a book, dude. He just flops onto the ground and whacks his head in the concrete. Obviously, well, he gets up and he's like, ugh, and kind of falls over again. And people say that he fell unnaturally and that he fell into the handler's arms.
Is it on the Hollywood Star Walk? Is that the one that you saw?
I think it's, if you type in like cloning 2016, it's right there.
I typed in YouTube Johnny Depp's clone, and it was the first video that popped up.
And they break it down like slow mo, and this is why his body fell slow-mo. All right.
Yep.
They try so hard. I watch it and I just look at a drunk Johnny D. He's already not signing good. He's just like barely holding the pen and squiggling lines on shit. It's probably like 4:30 in the morning. He's coming down on a coke binge.
Yeah,
he just got a divorce from that crazy bitch that's going to take all of his money.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So, watch out. They couldn't clone Tupac, though, but they cloned Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane has a clone, too. Gucci Mane's the one with the shitty ice cream cone tattooed on his face, isn't he?
Yup.
All right.
That's him. Continuing on with clone stuff here, the big breakthrough, like I said, we haven't changed the way that we clone since the 90s, since we really started doing this, but they have gotten the somatic cell nuclear transfer thing down. And what a Japanese company did, biotech company, we've only been able to go one or two generational successions. Like if I take a brand new mouse, little mices, and I clone him, and then I clone that clone, shit starts going bad. And then if you clone that clone, the failure, I mean, it like each generation, the failure rate just starts bottoming out.
Okay.
Until you end up with mutants. The
like superpowers?
Or no. Like super
toxic
downy.
Avenger mutants?
Yeah, like
nothing cool. All right.
Nothing cool. Yeah. So to get rid of the super downy mice, this Japanese company added something called histone histone deacetylase inhibitor. And the histone deacetylase inhibitor binds DNA tighter together. Because what was happening was when you're adding this nucleus in, there's very small abnormalities or imperfections. And it's probably because you're sucking it out with a needle and injecting it into something else.
Okay.
So you're kind of banging it up a little bit. And they're finding that when it goes in that cell, most of the time, like 98% of the genetic code, maybe a little higher, writes over. And so your clone copy is going to be like 99% identical to the original. But if there were some leftover bits here and there that get in there, it might be just a tad different. Well, then if you clone that clone, it's only like 60%, and it breaks down from there. It's
exponential failure rates.
Japan did 27, and it's not 27 or 26 mice. It's 27 26 generations. So it's like 300 and something mice.
Of like duplicating a single, like cloning a single mouse?
They took one mouse and they made like 10 clones, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And then they clone those 10 clones, and each, and then the clones of those clones, and then the clones of those clones. So each time it's not making one more, it's making a bunch more.
Yeah.
So I want to say the number, I need to look it up. It's either 300 or 500 mice. Hundreds of these things.
The family trees reminded me of the beginning of Idiocracy when the hillbillies start fucking and it just fucking grows.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. They made an army, and all I could think about was the dead look on those sheep. And if those mice all just, I hope they all just sit in their cage and stare. They don't move.
They all look in the same direction, and they all just like turn at the same time. He's so fucking weird. It would make perfect sense, though. Like, that would be the weirdest part. It's like, oh, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, they're identical. But apparently at 27, they did hit a failure rate that was too high to count it as stable or successful.
Wow. Gross.
They don't ever show you those. They show you the clones that made it. I want to see the one with the foot out its head. Oh, that's what happened.
Oh, fuck, that movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton back in the day, like, he made, like, I don't remember how many clones of himself, like 5 clones of himself or something like that, and one of them was just a fucktard and would, like, put pizza in his wallet and shit.
Well, it turns out something like that happens. But this is a huge breakthrough, like 600 times breakthrough, because what they're attempting to do is, if you have, let's say you find the best cow, has the best meat, the best fat content, this was the perfect cow.
Okay.
You can now successfully clone 26 generations of that cow, disease free, like any breeding abnormalities abnormalities that have come up, you could erase. You could clone the creme de la creme of a certain crop, and then they could just intermingle and mate, and theoretically you would end up with real badass beef.
Hmm.
And a supply of it that is,
seemingly endless.
I mean, you're still using the animal to give birth for now until they find another way. But it's just the loss rate for, like, bad meat or disease and stuff like that. You could really slim down that gene pool till it was just the strongest, lineage.
Can you hear the hippies screaming? I can. Maybe it's because I'm in Seattle, but I think there's a lynch party outside the window.
Cows have feelings too.
Don't clone them. I don't know why they would care.
Because
I mean, they already care. I don't see why they would care more. Because the process is still all the same. But you're right. It's just because.
It's fucking because.
It's because. So the anyways, that. That inhibitor, pretty big breakthrough to jump from 1 or 2 generations to 26 generations.
Yeah, that is huge. That's fucking weird.
I don't know who thinks of this shit. Apparently the Japanese and the Koreans are the only ones just balling out of control on cloning. Are you excited for Jurassic Park to come back?
So, what? Are they making a second one? A second new one?
No, I mean, like, real life.
Oh, real life? Maybe. I feel like that'd be a good way to kill off some fucking herd. Idiots. Yeah.
So, they found 2 ice cave lions in northern Russia.
Oh,
and
shit.
And now Korea is trying to clone them.
It'll be out next week.
They're creepy. They're fully intact. And then we have 1 preserved mammoth that was so well preserved that when they were digging it out, they nicked it and it bled.
Oh, man.
So they have yet to be successful on regenerating the cells to get the nucleus.
Dude, they look like just little frozen kitties.
Yeah, little frozen kitties. That's right. They were little cubs, but they are trying. So
fucking stand by, LA.
Stand by, dude. It's gonna clone, and that thing, we're gonna find out that it just, we had no way to comprehend the amount of sheer power, and it's just gonna like, it's, we're gonna be like, oh, it's gonna be like a mountain lion, but it's gonna be like a Terminator mountain lion and just like blow through walls.
They can teleport. More than 12,000 years.
See, and I got a weird deal with this. Dinosaurs, we know the reason that they were so large was the increased oxygen content of Earth. Everything has gotten smaller. Trees, everything. Everything's tinier. In comparison.
There's one dude that theorized that mushrooms have gotten substantially smaller, too. And he thought that, like, there used to be, like, 3 feet, like, mushrooms that were 3 feet tall. Like, gigantic fucking... But they've since...
It's completely possible. I mean, the size of animals from that time period would just suggest that everything had to have been larger, right? Like, you don't get to be that big. What's the giant giraffe one?
I mean, there was the Brontosaurus of our youth, but they discovered that wasn't actually a real dinosaur.
Aww. Was
the combination of two dinosaurs. I don't remember my dinosaur names, man.
Wasn't that Bigfoot?
Yeah, Littlefoot.
Littlefoot. Yeah. So he's not real?
No. No, he's false. A combination of two. So, I mean, there is one that looks like that, but it's just not as... It's just not that one.
I'm still going to go with my favorite dinosaur, which is the Nigrosaurus. You can look it up.
I'll wait. How do you spell this?
Yeah, you can guess. Just one hard G away from being the funniest dinosaur name that has ever been made. I just want to know the straight face that guy made. I guess it was where it was found. Oh, there was a real scientific reason for it.
Nigrosaurus.
Get the
fuck out of here.
I went to that dinosaur exhibit at the Milwaukee thing, and that was the only picture I took was with that dude.
Of course. What has it got a stupid face?
It does.
Its teeth are all just face. In a straight line. Shit-ass design.
Just grinding up leaves. That's all the thing was for. But anyways, it's called de-extinction. It's an entire... whole bunch of money being dumped into de-extinction. Not so much dinosaurs immediately, but if we can find recently preserved remains, more like the white rhino. Like there's that one or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we can start cloning that one. But the problem is you can't clone one because unless you're a Christian, you can't take two people and make an entire... population, the lineage. You have to get far enough outside of the tree or it just gets all ganky. You run into the same problems.
Yeah.
What was I watching? I was watching a 30 Rock episode the other day where the blonde dumb girl wants to go to this prince's birthday party because she's going to shack up with the prince and become, you know, like royalty. Like, I can quit this job and just go marry this guy. And they introduce him, and he's all ganked up in a wheelchair, and it's like his 21st birthday. She's like, oh, what's wrong with him? And they're like, the royal bloodline has been pure for 400 years.
Gross. It's fucking terrible. Jesus Christ. Fucking terrible.
This is real funny though. She still goes through with it. Like he's dipping his finger into the cake, and she's like licking it off. It's
gross.
Yeah. And she sent me. Oh my.
That was in the suggested search. Did you mean? No, I didn't.
Did you mean? Yeah, that's where we'll leave that.
Dude, this little kitty isn't very big. Like, was it Do they know if it was a little baby?
They do. They were very young kittens.
Oh, okay.
So they were curled up like that.
Oh, I guess this has dimensions on it. 6 feet in length, 3 feet tall. That's
the little kitty or the full grown?
The full, what they think the full grown was.
Oh, my God. If the little kitty was 6 feet long, could you imagine?
Oh, my God. We could ride them. That would be, yeah. War would be reborn, and people would ride lions into combat.
Oh. Could you imagine?
A boy can dream.
A boy can. If I could ride a kitty, I'd be so happy.
Yep. So they got this mammoth and like a giant freezer?
I guess you got to keep them chilled but not frozen. I don't know. They say if you freeze it, it damages the cells, but they found the thing frozen. So I think that's why they're having such a hard time. But it's the only preserved DNA because... the bones that are fossilized, the marrow all, you know, it's all fossilized with it. So there's no living or no preservable DNA code. But now they have the full DNA structure, but they can't just sequence the chain yet, I guess. The guy described it as trying to stick 6 feet of chain into a cell. Like, it just isn't possible.
Huh. Okay.
To just write the code out, you know, like build the links. I don't fully understand that side of it. I think gene modification is going to have to be a separate episode.
that's yeah. There's so much like we're in the English 102 class that I'm in right now. We're writing our research papers on shit from the future, and there's a group of people that are writing. I think everybody's writing against genetic modification. No, there's a couple pro, but it like you were talking about earlier, being able to get rid of like sickle cell anemia and diseases that occur on just one of the chromosomes. So yeah, weird shit like that. But that's a positive thing, right? But still a large group of people that are against it.
We're not here long enough, and whoever's playing the game that is the simulation that is our life obviously doesn't want to go slow. Like, let's pick this up.
Yeah.
We should just modify everything. Who gives a shit? We're gonna kill ourselves. We're gonna get to the next topic here and about how we're gonna probably just fucking blot out the sun anyways. So why just shoot for the moon, man? Do everything. Modify shit. I want a Goro. Remember that dude from Mortal Kombat?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I want you to go through and be like, we'd be way more productive if we had six arms. Splice a caterpillar gene with human DNA, and then we can just scurry around.
Yeah, we could just have like feet all over our bodies,
and then
the giant birds would come eat us.
Can you imagine? You're in the military. You've smelled some bad dudes.
Imagine a dude if they had that many pits. Feet. Fuck no. Gross, man.
What smells like burnt Fritos?
Dude, fucking health and comforts. There were some days when they would do health and comforts, and you're just like, thank God, dude. Thank you. Please find this man's rack. This adult man who hasn't learned how to bathe. Find him. And burn it all, please.
So the first gig I got as a newly appointed junior non-commissioned officer was my buddy and I had to watch these two guys bathe. You had to, because they wouldn't do it. And they tried to claim, like, one of them looked up, like, what aquaphobia was. So he tried to... like claim that he had that for the reason it, dude, it was, I was new still. I'd only been in the army for like 2 years and I just didn't want to do it. I was like, get in there and fucking wash, man. Like, I'm not going to stand here and it's like curtain open or whatever. Dude, my buddy May, That motherfucker made them leave the curtain open, and he'd fucking take bars of soap and just whip it at him. Like, just, wow. Scrub your filthy fucking ass, dude. He'd get so mad just screaming at him. And it's like, what? And you had to keep doing it, because as soon as you stopped, they'd stop bathing again.
Why?
That's the adults. They were 18, 19 years old, and they couldn't be trusted to bathe on their own.
Were they trying to get out? Were they trying to be like, oh, look how crazy I am. I won't even wash my own ass.
It's like better 2004, get me out of here. 2005, dude. Nobody's getting out of the army. But then nobody's getting out, man. We were full swing war. Like, you're not going anywhere. That was back, like, you can't get kicked out for failing PT tests. There's a bunch of fat dudes running around everywhere. That was, they were like, oh, I need everybody. Letting people in with tattoos on their face and shit. Like, it did not matter. The Marine Corps' motto was the few, the proud, and ours was everyone else. Yeah, stinky people. So, yep, don't. Maybe no more extra arms or feet.
Yeah, no more armpits, no more feet, no more extra gooches. We're set on those. One is entirely too many for some people.
What if they could just get rid of, like, the smelly part of a sweat gland? If you make babies whose shit smelled like lavender for some reason.
Because then you would get a group of people that would eat baby shit.
There's always a fucking downfall, right?
Yeah. Like, that motherfucker that said had aquaphobia was being like, I'm addicted to baby shit. You know, it's a thing.
Baby shit.
No, you're just a gross son of a bitch. Get that brown shit off your lip. Gross ass. Fuck. This is a bit of a detachment, but when
that's
we were
what we
thinking
need.
About
that's
fake
what we
limbs,
need.
Did you see Hardcore Henry?
I haven't yet.
You haven't? I Mm-mm. fucking rented it and watched it today. I found out that I didn't know that I forget his fucking name. His last name's Copley, but he's that South African dude that was in District 9.
Oh, okay. I know who
you're
talking about.
And all that. Yep. He's in that. Like I said, once I found that out, I went and checked it out immediately. But it's fucking everything that you would expect it to be, but it's fucking badass.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's cool.
I actually read something today. Somebody said it's a really good movie. Like, it's not the greatest, but it's super entertaining.
Yeah. It's a first-person shooter, the movie. So
I thought it was going to make people sick.
I guess that was I was listening to an interview with him on The Nerdist. That's what sparked my interest in it. And I guess if you sit, like, in the theater too close to the screen, you're more likely to get motion sickness from it. Or if you're sitting, like, off to the sides, you're more likely to get motion sickness. But, dude, I think everybody's so, like, video games are so involved in people's lives right now that a lot of people are already used to that.
Like, I don't think my mom probably couldn't sit down and watch the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing that he mentioned in his interview, is, like, it's not, this is, like, a new generational thing. Like, this isn't going to be... This isn't our parents' movie, for sure.
I play Doom at 140 frames a second, so I shouldn't get sick. Man, when I turned the FPS lock off on that thing, that was I was like, oh my god!
I still need to fucking finish that, man.
I'm real close. I have to keep putting it down, not to jump cast here, but I'm real close, and it gets so hard that I'll get on and play for like. Maybe 45 minutes. Like, I'll play for a little bit, and then I'm fucking gotta get up and go watch something. And I do a little bit each day because it's getting fucking berserk.
Anyways.
Like, well, we were talking about the eventual downfall of mankind just a second ago, and we did just a teeny tiny bit of research on what we talked about last time, which was the amount of debris in space. Space, 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 space.
There were... what year was it? Satellite malfunction shortly after deployment was intentionally destroyed 14 months later on... Okay, so it was 2008. So it was while I was in the military. the USS Lake Erie shot a fucking satellite out of the air. Because it was a failed spy satellite. The modified SM-3 missile.
Right. They're not the only ones, though. Like, it says a great deal of the... What did we find out? Over 170 million debris pieces smaller than a centimeter. About 670 debris pieces, 1 to 10 centimeters in size, and around 29,000 debris that are larger that are being tracked by NASA.
That was nutty to me that they're tracking that shit.
Oh, what is the processing power?
That's so fucking insane, man. And like the space station's actively tracking shit that they might... What did it say? If it has like a 1 in 10,000 chance of colliding with the space station. Like you said, these are teeny tiny, like 2 inches in diameter.
But they're moving
18 meters a second or some shit like that.
It says that nearly 500,000 pieces are reaching speeds of excess of 17,500 miles an hour. That even the smallest particles can do damage. Now, we had talked about last week was we had all seen that picture where it looks like the entire Earth is just a shell
mm-hmm.
of pieces. I did find out that is an exaggerated photo. Like, each piece is made visible by a dot, regardless
okay.
of
that
size.
That makes sense. Okay,
so
I gotcha.
What were we just talking about? The if I can get back to it here. 170 million pieces of debris are smaller than a centimeter, or just under a half an inch. So those are still represented by a dot.
Gotcha.
So that's why it looks like it's just an encapsulative
thing.
Should
be fucking blotting out the sun already.
Right. China was fined, and I don't know if they were fined. It says they were condemned by the international space community for purposefully destroying satellites and just creating more debris because it's not knocking it into orbit to burn up. It's just blowing it up. So now instead of having a satellite floating around, you have 12,000 small pieces. One of the interesting things that I read was that there is a thing in place that if you launch a satellite, when it gets within a certain percentage of the end of its life expectancy,
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to propel itself to the outer Earth orbit, the dead zone.
So
not pull
like,
itself back in.
So there's like a junkyard?
Yep. You can actually see there's a picture on the space debris page of Wikipedia that says space debris... oh, excuse me. Space debris seen from the high Earth orbit. There's two main debris fields. One in the geosynchronous orbit and one that's in the low Earth orbit. So LEO, that's that shell around us. And then there's this big open cone, you know, surrounding that is all of the inactive debris.
Hmm.
So we just push it out. Like, we just go, just move it over there a little bit.
That's interesting. I guess I would assume that they would try to just push it back through the atmosphere and just let it burn up. But I guess if you're worried that it won't burn up, then...
Where is this? Let's see if I can find the... Oh, man, there's a picture of a quarter-inch debris that punctured a radiator on... What is this, the International Space Station?
Is it the one that looks like a bullet hole?
Yeah, it's exactly what it looks like. It says, oh, it's the Endeavor.
Dude, fuck that.
The Endeavor had it is a bullet hole. It's exactly what it looks like. That is crazy.
Fuck going to space, man. There's too much shit out there.
it's too much already. Oh yeah, they got good pictures of like the wings of the Endeavor all beat up. So this is a problem. Like a real.
Man, that's a trip.
Solar panels are on the mirrors. Solar panels are degraded, have degraded performance now because of impact. That is nuts, dude. let's see. Tracking from the ground, measurements in space. Where did I see this thing? Okay, so the ITU requires that geostationary satellites to move to a graveyard orbit at the end of their lives. The selected orbital area do not sufficiently protect the geo lanes from debris, rocket stages, or satellites with enough propellant to make a direct controlled deorbit.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I got it.
Right, so if it can't bring itself in, then it has to push out.
I mean, who fucking cares? Like, who's keeping track of that shit? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? It's the international. What does ITU stand for? I don't know what ITU stands for.
Intense.
There's so many acronyms all over this thing. It's just like the GEOs, ITU, PPRTYs. It's like, what are you talking about?
Wikipedia fucking rabbit hole that you end up going down just trying to figure out who does what. And then next thing you know, you're looking at Johnny Depp clones. Well, they just can't seem to stand up.
There's for sure Johnny Depp clones now. I know that for a fact.
ITU, you said?
Dude, I'm sitting here looking for it, and now I'm trying to tell myself if that's what I said.
Did you look? Did you see the Whipple shield that they were talking about that blocks debris?
I didn't.
So it looks like a Whipple shield or Whipple bumper invented by Fred Whipple. What a fucking last name. It's a hypervelocity impact shield used to protect manned and unmanned spacecraft from collisions with micrometeoroids and orbital debris whose velocities range between 3 and 18 kilometers per second. So I guess it's like one dude does like the YouTube videos, this dude doing just this this like high powered air compressor fucking 72 inch barrel shooting a metal marble at these tiles. And I guess the purpose of it is it stacks, like, there's four tiles that are separated by, like, an inch and a half of just dead space. And each one that it hits, it just slows its velocity substantially more and more until it reaches the last one and it doesn't even break the last one.
How often do you get to replace all that, though?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully not often. I'd feel real bad for those guys if they're just sitting up in fucking space and they're smacking debris like bugs on a windshield driving through the desert.
So I figured out what ITU stands for.
Nice.
We're
detectives.
You're going to like it because it's another one of those. It's got to mean something in like Russia or something. Like it's ITU, and it's the Space Department of the Radio Communication Bureau. ITU.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Its headquarters is Geneva, Switzerland. So,
Space Department of what?
Space Department of the Radio Communication Bureau. So he's this guy that they're talking about is the chief of the Space Department of the Radio Communication Bureau. So I think ITU is just Radio Communication Bureau. And they have a space department.
International Telecommunication Union.
There you go. It makes way more sense of what the fuck this thing just said. It literally says, Yvonne Henry, Chief of Space Department of the Radio Communication Bureau. ITU.
He just flies around space wearing like this big fucking Native American chief headdress. I'm the chief of space. I keep track of the satellites.
I am the chief of space. The space is mine. They ran into a bunch of crap, right? Like, they're running into the legality, like who owns what and who can take down what. So it's like, can we just go up and start taking care of unused satellites? Technically, the space law. I love when they use those sweet terms. Like, space law.
Really makes you feel like you're in it, man.
Yeah.
This is the future.
Well, welcome. Gives ownership even after deactivation or destruction. Any debris, everything is still property of the launching country. So if North Korea just starts throwing shit up there and then there's like, meh, we're out of money. Legally, we're not allowed to go mess with it.
That's one thing that I don't understand is like when it comes to like worldwide laws. Like, who the fuck is going to enforce that and who's going to stand in place of that? So it's not like North Korea is going to be like, you touched our satellites, so all of you owe us $1, and then all Americans have to pay $1 because somebody touched a satellite. I don't know. Like war crimes and shit. Like they have an entire nation backing them. What the fuck are you talking about? We're gonna try him. Why don't you just kill him? But I don't know. That's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, like I
always wonder about like Nazi when they do the Nazi war crime things. Like they've been trying dudes that are like 85 years old.
The trick was to be a rocket scientist, and then you're free and fucking clear of everything. You probably got a pay raise. Yeah, you probably got a sick house down in Florida or Texas.
Yeah, real, real awesome. I always wonder about it because there's entire sections of the world that think that what we did in the Army was morally wrong. There's people here that do.
Mm-hmm.
What if one day I'm just sitting at home and they boof, like, hey,
Brad Myrick,
yeah,
you're under arrest.
we own the world now, and you committed war crimes. Be like, no, I was just doing what I was told.
Yeah, that was just war, right?
Yeah,
I think.
I don't know that, and I understand the guys that are training did real horrible shit, but if he didn't do that horrible shit, you think they'd be like, yeah, it's okay. We'll just get somebody else. No, they're going to fucking cut that dude up into pieces and probably feed his kids to him or something. Like, that's... It's not... They're Nazis. They're not... like those old crazy Nazis. No, yeah. They're fucking Nazis. Like, I basically probably would have just done whatever they... If I was in that military, I'd be like, I mean, I think we're taking a dark turn, but... Do you see what they did to Jim? He said he didn't want to do it. Fucking fed him his cat. I don't know. I feel like if you're a 90-year-old Nazi, you just kind of just leave him alone.
Right? I don't know. Now we just sound like we're supporting Nazis. But
I'm just using them as an example because it was a segment of war. Like, you could...
Oh,
I mean, for
sure, the
Americans with Japanese, right? We fucking had internment camps. I don't think they were to Nazi level, but hell, I don't really know.
I hope not. If Bill Cosby can't be charged for his crimes due to statute of limitations, then that guy who's 80... 70,
God, almost 90.
Whatever.
Yeah,
this,
he's gotta be
I should
old.
Probably just delete this from the fucking podcast because this sounds like
but you hate rhetoric.
Yeah, it's just gonna take a real dark turn.
No, it. I don't know. I think there's a whole lot of things that we end up talking about that get on that level, and it's because you're not allowed to talk about them. Because if you talk about them, somebody's gonna take it away.
You just pull it out of context, edit the fucking sound, and it's just like, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. They're okay in my book. Nazis, Nazis. So there's your sound clip.
There it is. You know, it, but I mean, shouldn't you? Should maybe you shouldn't talk about it. I don't know. Maybe if you just don't talk about it, it didn't happen.
Right. I think that's the trick,
that's what
right?
It is. You stick your head in the sand and then la 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 la.
Don't wish it away. Just stop thinking about it and it will go away. That's how I handle annoying people, so, or ex-girlfriends.
That doesn't work, and you know it.
But yeah, oh, man, I don't know about these space rules for satellites. I feel like nobody's gonna. I mean, what are the odds that they're not gonna catch 100% of them, right? Like, there's just gonna be junk out there that's. Like, how many satellites did China blow up before they're like, hey, you guys need to stop fucking doing that?
But the only thing that they did wrong was doing it later than we did. Because us and the Russians were doing it for a long time. And then, it said on, it's like 67 or something, we were like, hey, we're creating a lot of shit up there. We're going to knock this off. So we stopped. And then China did it, and we went, oh, fuck no. That is us, dude. That is America in a nutshell. How many anti-atomic bomb speeches have we given over the years?
Oh,
we, like,
boy.
Police it. And you know it, everyone, they're like, hey, man, can you name a country that's ever used one of those? And everybody just turns, and we're just like, you guys shouldn't use those.
It's real bad. I'm telling you, it's real bad.
We had to use two just to make sure it wasn't a coincidence.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Nobody's safe today. You've been American Dad.
Stupid.
Oh, what do we got? We got anything? TwitchCon's coming up.
Yep. That's going to be something. Because that's where Amazon's going to be announcing their new video games. And they've got, according to the man on the inside, they've got like four titles that they're working on right now. One's like a fucking video game. And then I think the other three are like smaller. Like,
I'll just say
indie title. Because indie title is a type of game now and not actually... Right. Yeah. So, when is TwitchCon?
October.
Oh, right. Okay. A little bit of time. September 30th to October 2nd. That's in San Diego. Holy shit. They're taking
San
up the
Diego.
Same space as Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, yep.
So, that's cool. No Man's Sky comes out soon. So, we'll have that to talk about.
We need to go to Science... I don't know what to call it. I don't want to say science fair.
Hey, like we can convention? Say science fair. Yeah, we can say science fair. There's many. There's like the. I mean, they're all broken into like separate. I feel like there's science conventions like fucking daily at colleges all around the world. Where
probably I'd like to go to one that doesn't suck assholes.
I think. I mean, there's people like Nick Bostrom and like Neil deGrasse Tyson that I think that's where their income comes from, is just traveling around and doing that shit. So definitely, yeah, I agree with you.
Need to hit up something like that. We would just
sit around in the audience just looking at them, like nodding our heads. And then like, if you look at our notebooks, they're just drawing a field of dicks and it's not, we're not making any sense of any of this science shit that they're talking about.
I'd like to give it a stab now. We've been doing this a while. We're almost a year, right? We're getting close.
Getting close, yeah. Oof. I think, I guess I can go back a look. It's just, I'll fucking go back.
It was like October, right?
I thought it was October. That seems right to me.
Speaking of October. If we get to 52 episodes, we're probably close to a year, right? 52 weeks.
Well, I think if we hit like 50... I think we skipped a couple, so.
Yeah, I know we did that one for sure.
Yeah, I apologize for the irregularity lately. It's been with fucking the birthday weekend last weekend and block party the weekend before that and college all at the same time. It's not it's been fucking taxing on my soul, so I apologize for not being here.
Having to go to class the day of your 30th birthday, was that a
fuck? Going to class on the day of my 30th birthday was whatever. It was the state that I was in when I had to go to class. Because I didn't go to class on Monday because I, well, you know, just had an entire weekend of a lot of fucking fun. So it was just like, Tuesday rolled around and the teacher was like, "How you doing?" I was like, "Mm-hmm." Like, we don't. He's like, "How's block party?" I was like, it was a wonderful time. We don't need to talk.
Your teacher looked at you and was like, "Man, I don't know what I'm going to do when I turn 30.
Well, fortunately, my teacher's like 40-something, I would guess. I don't know. He hasn't said how old he is, but he always talks about how old he is, so I don't know. October 19th is our first episode.
Nice. Ooh, we gotta have some peoples. Do a big old party. Yeah, I got some other announcement stuff, but we got to hash it out before that can go public.
Cool.
You got anything else for this one?
I don't. I do
All
not.
Right then, man. Well, if everybody could go to the Horrible Influence Facebook page, you can email us any ideas at horribleinfluence@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play or at horribleinfluence.podbean.com. And we are on Twitter as, you got it?
God damn it.
Don't worry.
H-O-R-B-L.
HORBL_INFLUNCE.
Herbal influence.
Herbal influence. All right.
Sounds That's like somebody from Florida made it.
That's how I spelt it, and I spelt it good. No, actually, man, Twitter been doing pretty good. We got 2,500 followers on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
What's up, Twitter?
Just waiting for that check.
Just waiting for that Twitter check. As soon as I get my fake tits and Teslas, I'll be Instagram famous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you see one last thing before we get out of here? Squad goals. The guy that has the young guy that has the tech company that he decided to... I'm real vague on this. I'm sorry. He decided to take a huge pay cut, and he pays all of his employees, no matter their position, $70,000 a year.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard about him. Anyways, he... Don't worry, I got this.
That's pretty fucking... That's some shit, man. That's what needs to happen in order for the minimum wage hike to be effective, is you have to pull it from the fucking top.
Yeah.
That's not going to fucking happen, so...
It's Gravity CEO Dan Price is the guy. Anyways, he took a major hit. Like, he wasn't even able to pay himself. He had a $1.1 million compensation down to the point where at sometimes he wasn't even making $70,000 a year. So he brought himself all the way down, and there was issues at first. Like, everybody was like, this is a great idea, and this guy's so inspirational. And then a lot of news organizations really jumped on him because he almost went bankrupt. Like, people quit because there was people that were making 70, and now, like, the janitor makes 70. Like, or I don't know if it's that extreme, but a junior level programmer or the top guy. And then they had issues. Hmm. And people said, see, this is why socialism stuff doesn't work. If you pay everybody the same thing, lazy people will just ride on the coattails of a few workers.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that they pulled themselves out of that slump, and a good news story came out today. The employees all got together and bought the guy a brand new Tesla. So he showed up to work today, and they... surprise. And all the employees had gotten together and bought him a Tesla.
Wow. So, how do you keep that a secret?
I don't know. In California, I think you probably just go pick one up, right?
Well, yeah, for sure.
So that, but that was a good story. The guy is young. I don't know. He looks.
Hey, he looks real young.
I don't know how old
That's
he is.
Interesting.
He looks like the dude that plays Thor.
Like maybe like a little Down syndrome
like a little,
version,
like
of
a
that.
Skinny version of him.
Yeah, like the computer program version of Thor. He's good at math. That's his superpower. That's
all
interesting.
Right, dude,
I'm gonna have to read into that.
Yeah, I happened to see the story today and thought that would be something fun to share. So, anyways, everybody, have a wonderful week, and we will see you in a couple of days for Vidya Games.
Yeah. Bye.